Hello, Gene Montricelli here. I am super excited that you are joining me with the 5 a.m. Action Club over the course of the next 4 weeks and beyond. And so what this video is going to do is I am going to basically talk you through each of the steps of the process, give you some explanation as to why we're doing what we're doing, and some simple ways that you can think about it, which is going to make it easier for you to get more out of the process as we navigate this. So you will notice with the program, there are two downloads. One is called the workbook. The other is called the worksheet. The worksheet just has the steps as if you were going to do them in the morning. The workbook actually provides information and explanation, kind of like I'm providing right here. I would actually encourage you to not only watch this video, but read the workbook as well, because the way I explain things out of my mouth and the way I explain them out of my fingers is slightly different sometimes. And so you're going to get some different perspectives in the way I talk about these things. But the worksheet gives you the opportunity to just very quickly step into the process. You can stick this on your iPad, you can load it on your iPhone, you can have it on your computer, you can print it out, and you have access to it anytime as a really simple way to start your day. And so all I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through the steps as well as the bonus sections, explain how to use them most effectively, what's going on in them. And as you do this, if you have any questions at all, I can always be reached, Gene, G-E-N-E, at tappingqna.com. Inside of the workbook, there is a link. Inside of this, when you get to my bio, there is a link that you can just click on and email me directly so that I can answer any questions you have about this particular process. So without further ado, let's step into it. There is the disclaimer, and you can actually see my email address down at the bottom. It's just off the bottom of the screen in the way that this is rendering it. But in the PDF, you'll be able to see that very, very clearly, and you'll know exactly what's going on. Send me a note if you have questions. So the process. So the first step of the process is 3 minutes of wordless tapping. Now, if you are unfamiliar with tapping and you haven't tapped before, I would encourage you to go to tappingqna.com. That's tappingqanda.com. And then click the Learn button. And there's a short video that is going to teach you the basics of tapping and how to do it. If you jump on the Zoom calls with me over the course of the next 4 weeks, you're going to get a chance to see me demonstrating all of this in real time. So the first step is to wordlessly tap. Oftentimes when people learn tapping EFT, any of those particular protocols, as they're tapping from point to point, they're saying phrases. Right now, I'm really struggling with this particular idea. And that is a good and useful thing in helping us to tune in to what is going on and to get clarity. But the really cool thing is tapping on these points is mechanical. And what that means is there is a mechanism in the body that when we tap on these points, it downregulates our emotional charge. That it actually reduces those emotions and the biochemistry that's associated with the emotions. So much so that there have been a number of studies that have demonstrated the ways in which tapping in this particular way, we can see cortisol levels drop in the bloodstream, can see it dropping in the saliva, so we know it's creating transformation. So the first thing that I do in the morning with this particular process is just clearing the decks. And so for me, I set a timer on my watch. You can set it on your phone. You can set it anywhere else. And I just tap wordlessly for 3 minutes. And basically, it's just 5 to 7 taps on each of the point, just moving from point to point. Now, as I do this, if anything comes to mind, I'm going to take note. Like if a to-do comes up, I'm going to write that in my to-do list. If an issue starts to surface, I might focus on that particular issue with my tapping. If a question, if something comes to mind, because as we are clearing the decks, as we are cycling stuff out, we're going to be put into a situation where it is easier for us to be able to see things clearly. And sometimes seeing things clearly means we know the next step to take. And sometimes seeing things clearly puts us in a position where we recognize the things that we need to be working on. And so just tap for 3 minutes, take any notes, and when your timer goes off, you move on to step number two. So step number two is the biggest emotional issue or resistance that I'm facing today. And so you can see the script here is very, very simple. Today I am most worried about, or today I am most worried that. So worried about is an action that is coming towards me. Worried that is an outcome that might happen. The second phrase is, if this happens, I am worried that. And so we're just filling in the blanks here. I'm worried that this is going to happen. If this happens, I'm worried that this is going to be the outcome. The reason I believe this is because, and so we now just state why we think this going wrong is a bad thing. In response to this, I'm going to. Now, in response to this, I'm going to might not be an action. It might simply be, in response to this, I'm going to keep my eyes open as I step into the day, and I'm going to be aware of this particular issue as it comes up. So I'm just going to take a moment, and I'm going to fill in the blanks of these phrases. Personally, I really like writing this out, because making myself give it words and write it down forces me to think about it in a more concrete way before I tap on it. But you don't actually have to do that. Also, you don't have to print out this document to write it out. You can just put it on a scrap of paper that gives you something to do. So after you filled this out, the next thing is you're just going to tap on this. Today, I am worried about everything that I have to do. And I'm worried about everything I have to do because I'm afraid I'm not going to get it all done. And if I don't get it all done, if this happens, I am worried that I'm going to be behind. I'm not going to have the success that I want. The reason I'm worried about this is because I know everything that's on my to-do list. But in response to this, I'm going to put myself in a position where I take everything a little bit at a time, and I'm going to take breaks so that I'm focused on what is going on. Now, that is a shorter version of it than what we will actually do when we're doing it, but that's just to give you a simple little step through of what it looks like. So by naming the thing I'm worried about, naming why I'm worried about it, naming what proof I have about it, and naming what I'm going to do instead, and tapping, is going to set me up so it's easier for me to take action as we do this. Loop through the process a couple of times, just saying it out loud, freelancing, tapping. You're going to find yourself not only calming down as you do this, you also might find yourself in a circumstance where you're getting lots and lots of ideas of how to respond to it that you add to your to-do list, so you're preemptively doing it. So don't be afraid to stop. Write those particular things down. So number three is support and protection. And I really like this idea of asking for support and protection. More than likely, if you are like me, if you are engaged in this particular process, you are doing things because you enjoy doing them and you go after them, and you also aren't very good at asking for help. And so for me, I like to name the places that I could use support and protection today. Now, as you see on the worksheet here, I have given you a list to draw from. Wisdom, insight, opportunity, space, protection from others, support, endurance, fortitude. And this is not a complete list, but I wanted to prompt you to give you some ideas of how to step into this particular thing. This is an area that if you think of a resource that you are calling in that isn't on this list, please let me know, gene@tappingqna.com. As I continue to update this worksheet, as I continue to update this process, I would love to know the resources that you are drawing on. And so again, we have a simple formula. Today, the resource and protection I need is, and this is the really cool thing, you don't just need to ask for one. You can ask for as many as you need. So don't feel like you're being greedy by asking for lots of support or asking for lots of protection today. And sometimes the support and protection that you provide is going to be stuff that you provide for yourself. But by naming it, you're much more likely to do it. The second thing, the reason I need this today is, and I think it's really important for us not just to say the thing that I want, but as I get clarity about why I want it, it's going to make it easier for me to ask for it. It's going to make it easier for me to recognize how valuable it is, and it's going to make it easier for me to seize it as I am working with it. Number three, I'm afraid to ask for this because. Now, if I need a resource and a protection, but there's a part of me that's afraid that people are going to think I'm foolish or silly or greedy or weak, or I've asked for it before and it wasn't given to me, then I'm not going to ask for it. So by giving myself permission to name the reason why I'm afraid to ask for this, and the last is, I can get this resource from. And this, we're just going to name the places that we can get the resource. Again, it could be internally. I could be reaching out to a friend. I could be doing some research online. I could be asking the people in my house to say, hey, I need 2 hours to focus on the task today. Could you all give me from 10 to noon just to work on this? I'm going to shut the door. If it's really important, you can interrupt, but only if it's really important. And so again, what we're going to do is we're going to take these phrases after we've completed them, we're going to say them out loud, and we're just going to tap our way through them. And you might want to loop through these a couple of times just to get a chance to settle in. And this is one of those things, as you do this process over time, it's going to become easier and easier and easier for you to ask for the things that you need as you're navigating this process. So step number four, tap for the physical body and health. One of the things that is really important for us to recognize is our resource state is something that is super, super valuable for us to be able to take action. The more energy I have, the more focus I have. The more energy I have, the longer I can work. The more energy I have, or the healthier I am, the less likely I am to be sick. And so for this particular thing, it's really super simple. There are a simple series of tapping phrases, and all you need to do is just tap on them, moving from point to point, tuning into your system, really paying attention to what your system needs. But in doing this, you're going to set yourself up for success. So step four is super easy. Just read it out loud and tap along to it. And again, pay attention to the things that are coming up. As things are coming up, if you need to be engaging with them, take some notes. Maybe you're going to take that for help for somewhere else. But by naming this at the front of the day, it's going to make it a lot easier. And if you're in a circumstance where you're really concerned about your health right now because it's flu season, or you've been working really, really hard and haven't been sleeping well, I have a much longer health and well-being one that's down in the bonuses that we'll get to in a moment. Number five is your reason why. And I don't have any prompts here. I have my examples, which I'm going to share here in a moment, in the workbook so you can see them. But this is the big reasons why you're doing what you're doing. It's not, I'm working on an email sequence because I want to sell more of these things. But instead, it's much more along the lines of, so for example, one of my big reasons why. The reason why I do the work that I do is I love helping people to take the actions that they want so that they can create the lives that they want to live. I've spent so much time talking to people who are just like, oh, I wish I could. I know how to, but I just don't do it every day. And they beat themselves up. And so one of my big reasons why I get up in the morning and I do the work that I do is to create space and capacity for other people like you, which is the reason why we're doing this in this formal way, is so it's easier for you to take actions. You know, one of the reasons why I'm building my business is I recognize that when I have the financial means to experience lots of really cool things, art and culture here in the city, traveling all over the world, it nourishes me on a really deep level because it forces me to think about new things. So when I'm tapping on this particular section, and you'll see in the demos as we do this over the course of the next 20 days, is that I'm just saying that out loud. The reason why I do the work that I do is I want to help people pursue their dreams. I want to make it easier for them to take action. Because when it's easier for them to take action, they live out their mission. When they live out their mission, things go so much better for them, which means they contribute to the world, which means it's better for all of us. And so by grounding myself in my why, it makes it so much easier for me to do the tedious, menial tasks that allow me to move forward in my day and to move forward in my life. Because when I know why I'm doing it, like our willpower is really, really good for getting us out of the street. Like a car is coming at me, I need to escape. Willpower is awesome to do that. When I'm making a change in my life, willpower sometimes can last 2 or 3 days. I mean, you've probably created a New Year's resolution somewhere along the way, and it failed by the 3rd or 4th or 6th day of January, because making a significant change simply in willpower is not enough. So the reason why I'm constantly tuning into my why is by tuning into my why, it provides motivation to do the things that are difficult. I'm not going, I have to do this hard task because it's good for me. But by doing this hard task, it enables me to build an infrastructure that allows me to serve people in this particular way. I mean, this is a pretty simple program that you are engaging with right now. And it took a couple of weeks of work, early morning, putting together websites and creating videos and laying things out. And all of those tasks are a little bit tedious and they're not my favorite. But knowing you are getting ready to tap along with me every single morning for the next 4 weeks, which makes it easier for you to take action, makes it so much easier for me to engage in those tasks that are hard. So that is the basic process. Those are the 5 steps. Now, if you have more time or if you have some things that are more pressing, there are a couple of bonus steps. So these are the bonus steps that are also included. So number one, intention for the day. My intention for the day is, the reason this my intention is, I am worried that it's going to be hard to fulfill this intention because in order to help myself fulfill this intention, I am going to. Now, sometimes the intention is to get something really specific done. So on today, the intention is to have this entire program wrapped up and sending emails to everybody on the list. So if you got the first email from me about this particular program, it is while I'm recording this video today. And so my intention for today was to get the 5 a.m. Action Club up and running so everybody could do it. Yesterday, my intention was just to be focused throughout the day. I had a lot of things going on. It was important that I was staying focused on those particular things. And so by setting the intention, be focused, take things one at a time, made it so much easier for me to be successful. And as you can see here, once you've filled in these blanks, four times, tap through them, tap through them, tap through them. Okay. Number two, the pits I'm worried that I'm going to fall in today. That some days there are pitfalls. There are things that are treacherous that are in front of us. And again, we have a simple process here. Today I'm most worried about. The reason I'm worried about this is because. I'm also worried about this because. In a perfect world, it would work out that. And then there's a couple of I'm open to statements stating how I can handle this particular thing. This is a little bit different than the mindset issues. The mindset issues that we did at the beginning in step two are about how I see myself, how I see the world, my ability to work. This is a little more focused on one particular thing, or depending on the day, three particular things that are coming up that I need to navigate. And this gives me a really easy way to step into it. Again, after you've completed it, tap through the phrases at least twice. Maybe you do it three times, maybe you do it four times, but it's a great way to engage. Bonus number three, be brutally honest where I am today. So Milton Erickson states that all transformation starts with stating what is. And in order for me to move forward, I need to know where I stand. And sometimes it's easy to not be honest with ourselves. We can pretend things are going better than they are, so we keep working at them. We can pretend things are easier than they are, so we're not worried about them. But I have found it's much more useful to be really, truly honest with ourselves. So as we step into it, we can see what is going on. Now, below the little form that you fill out here, you see a list of a bunch of emotions. This is the feelings inventory that comes from the Center for Nonviolent Communication. You will see down below the copyright information that they've graciously allowed me to use this absolutely free. You can use them in your resources as well. Now, as you look at the list here, you will see that at the top of the little mini list, there is a word all in caps. Afraid, annoyed, angry. These are the eight crayons of the emotional crayon box. These are the sharp, deep, primary emotions. And then underneath them, you'll see a list of between 6 and 12 emotions that are the 128 crayon box of emotion. So under afraid, we have apprehensive, dread, foreboding, frightened, mistrustful. And so by looking at those underneath emotions, there's some subtlety in there. There's some ability to really dig into what's going on, because there's a difference between me being angry and or me being angry and me being pissed off, me being angry and me being furious, me being livid, me being resentful. And so what this does is it gives us the ability to take an emotion or a couple of emotions. And the way I like to do this is I start with the high level and I look at the capitalized words. And if I'm like, oh yeah, I'm feeling fatigued. Okay, well, let's take a look underneath fatigue and really describe what is going on. You know, there's a difference between exhausted and burnt out. And so then I name the emotion, and today I feel, insert the emotion, because, and then make the statement. Next one, this is going to make my day harder because. And the next part is this recognition. And this is part of my disposition about emotions. Emotions are just information to help us to understand what is going on. So when I feel frustrated, the information is my needs are not being met. When I'm sad, I'm disconnected from something that is important. When I'm angry, I'm perceiving an attack. When I'm afraid, I'm perceiving danger. And so the emotions are not the enemy, they're information. And so this third phrase, I appreciate the fact my system is trying to communicate with me the things it is worried about through my emotions. The next statement, I hear my system loud and clear. Fully articulated emotions are short-lived. So when we acknowledge our emotions, we go, ooh, I feel it. Ah, it starts to release. The tapping supercharges that process. I want this part of my system to know. So we're speaking to the emotion, the angry part. I want the angry part of my system to know, you're right. I'm really pissed off about this particular thing because they undermined me and I agree with you. Or I want this part of my system to know, I am consciously aware of everything that you're pointing out and you have done your job. One of the really fun things about working this program over the course of the next 20 days is you're going to hear me giving lots and lots of examples and demonstrations of each of these parts. I think this is the one that is the most subtle. And so even though it's a bonus section, I'm going to be doing it a lot. So you get an opportunity to really engage and experience what that is. So that's bonus number three. Bonus number four is a really, really, really long tapping script. This is a tapping script that is specifically for when our physical health and well-being is something that we are worried about. And so you will see the six or seven phrases that I had up above in the step as part of the regular process. This is the blown out version of it, so that you can really dive in. Now, as you go through this, you'll see that it's a couple of pages long. You might tap on the whole thing, or you might choose parts that work for you. I would really encourage you to print this particular one out and have it at your side so that as you're navigating your way through this, you'll know exactly how to tap through this. I wouldn't be doing this every single day unless physical health is something you're really concerned about. And as a disclaimer that I shouldn't have to say, but I have to say, this is not a replacement for medical care. This is something to augment that. It is a complement to the stuff that you're doing. Make sure you're checking with your healthcare provider before you do anything radical when it comes to your health. But this is a tool that helps you to navigate all of that. Last thing in there is a little bit about me. Actually, I think I'm wearing the exact same shirt that you can see in that particular picture, and that was not on purpose. That is just an accident that happened today as we're doing this particular recording. As you can see at the very, very bottom of this bio, you can see my email address. If you have any questions about this process, please, please, please let me know. As you know, as part of this particular version of the program, 2 weeks into the program, I'm going to reach out and ask you if you have any questions. I'm going to record a question and answer video for everybody who's going through the process, not just you, so we can learn from each other. If you have questions, I'd love to hear it. Hopefully, at least once, I will see you on the line live at 5:30 a.m. Eastern time. But if you're in the part of the world where that is an impossibility, I totally understand. That's the reason why I'm providing the videos. Stick with it. Do this daily. Start building the habit. This is the way I start my day. This isn't something that I just invented as a product to share with you. This is truly the way I start every single morning. I get up, I get a glass of water, I use the restroom if I need to, I spend 10 minutes with my massage gun just warming up my middle-aged body, and then I sit myself right here in this particular seat, I pull up this worksheet, and I tap, and I tap, and I tap. I take some notes here in my notebook so I can capture those ideas. This is something that I truly believe in, and I really can't wait to hear how it works for you. Again, questions, Gene at tappingqna.com, and I will see you online real soon. Bye-bye.